In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Let us be attentive. Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he had found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. And then he brought fine linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the linen. And he laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said amongst themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in long white robes sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Glory to thee, O our Lord, and our hope, glory to thee. This Sunday is set aside in the Paschal period for the commemoration of the myrrh-bearing women, those who ministered to the Lord at the tomb, and in them we see a perfect demonstration of the mystery of fidelity or faithfulness. And note that this is the same mystery we see perfected in Mary the mother of Jesus as the birth giver of God, or Theotokos. Now, a couple of caveats are in order, one of them being that we are looking at these events through the lens of time and cultural distance, not being immersed in Jewish burial customs, for example, and the other, that the specific details vary across the gospel accounts. But that being said, the broad contours of the lesson are clear. Note that these three women are present with Jesus at the time of his crucifixion. They were witnesses to that event and were present with Jesus, as were, according to Mark's gospel, other women, not named, who came with him to Jerusalem. So, at a time when the disciples were largely scattered, perhaps out of necessity, and many others had either deserted or betrayed Jesus, these women were faithful in remaining with him and ministering to him at the hour of greatest need. When the time of separation of soul and body arrived, they were there. They were there when he was laid in the tomb, and they were the ones who attended to his burial very early in the morning after the Sabbath had passed. They remained faithful when others wavered, Peter chiefly among them. And so then, it is no accident that it is to these women that the truth of the resurrection is revealed. Like the wise virgins we heard about during Holy Week, they were vigilant, present in the early hours when the news of the risen bridegroom, who is Christ, is revealed. They were faithful to the Master in the manner our Lord taught us in many parables, such as the talents and the vineyard and others. They were humble before the Lord and were courageous and steadfast in ministering to him. And they were entrusted first with vital information which, despite their own uncertainty and fear, they conveyed to the disciples, and thus serve as witnesses to us, so that, like Thomas, we might see and believe. Now it is worth remembering also that, in addition to the myrrh-bearing women, we also commemorate on this day two other people, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. Joseph is accounted in the Gospels as having provided the tomb in which the body of Jesus would be buried. And in the Gospel of John, the burial rituals of wrapping in linen cloths and anointing were actually ascribed to Joseph and Nicodemus, who had befriended and followed Jesus in secret. And so the same qualities we find in the myrrh-bearing women, we also see in these two men. And in their examples, we find lessons for ourselves. For although the disciples had their unique vocations given to them, to preach and to baptize, these women and men, so quiet and unassuming in the accounts that have come down to us, had equally critical vocations. In their examples of selfless service, of fidelity and devotion, of courage and steadfastness, we see what we are called to be, both to the risen Lord and to one another. Note that their service was not intellectual. It was not private revelations or esoteric knowledge or righteous judgment and condemnation of the unworthy or unrighteous. It was, instead, simple, devoted service in the most basic areas of life and death. insofar as the Lord has given us the two greatest commandments, loving Him and loving neighbor as ourselves, we have in these quiet, unassuming people the perfect examples for us to follow. And let us be attentive to their examples. Christ is risen, and God bless you all.